What we're going to do for the next 2 hours is go through the foundation of our faith in the resurrection.
我们要看到我们的信仰的根基和复活的问题。
I have written quite a bit on this matter of the resurrection.
我写了不少有关复活的事。
And it's so very important. I'm going to be reading it to you.
这非常重要，我会读给你听啊。
And then stopping in certain areas.
然后中途会停下来。
This doctrine is so important.
这个教义是如此重要。
And so I want to take it just line by line and step by step.
所以我会点点滴滴的，按部就班的详细讲解。
We begin in Acts 26.
我们开始翻到《使徒行传》二十六章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Paul the Apostle says, "Why is it considered incredible among you people if God does raise the dead?"
使徒保罗说：“神叫死人复活，你们为什么看作不可信呢？”
I've always thought it was strange that the skeptical world would deny miracles.
我觉得很奇怪，叫人惊讶，这个充满怀疑的世界会否定神迹奇事。
Even many who say they believe in God deny the miraculous.
甚至那些自称信神的人也会否定超自然的事。
But see, we should never debate over whether or not the miraculous can happen.
我们没有必要辩论神迹奇事可不可能发生。
There's really only one debate.
只有一个辩论。
Does God exist?
就是神存在不存在。
Because if God exists,
如果神存在。
Miracles are clearly possible.
当然神迹也存在。
As a matter of fact, they ought to be expected.
这也应该是顺其自然，有神就有神迹。
When God breaks into our world,
当神突破我们这个世界
and does something beyond our power,
做一些超过人的自然能力能够达到的事
why do we think that's amazing?
这有什么奇怪呢？
But people will always deny the miraculous.
人总是要否定超自然的神迹奇事
because they desire to deny God.
因为他们要否定神的存在
or at least push him far away.
至少把他置之脑后
so that he has no bearing on their life.
好叫神对他们的生命上没有任何的影响作用
and skeptics seek to deny the resurrection.
所以怀疑主义者就想尽办法要否定复活的事实
because the Christian faith is founded upon this doctrine
因为基督教信仰是建基于复活的根基上
Now I have written here
我这里写到
The enemies of Christianity
基督教的仇敌
They're right in attacking the historical resurrection of Jesus
他们要攻击耶稣复活的历史性是对的。
They're intelligent in seeing that as the main point.
他们很聪明啊，他们知道那个是基督教的致命要害。
Because the entirety of our Christian faith depends upon the resurrection.
因为基督教的整个上面的建筑是建立在复活的根基基础上。
And this is also why liberal Christianity is so ridiculous.
也正因为如此啊。这些自由派的所谓的基督徒啊，是如此的愚昧，如此的不可理喻。
To say you're Christian,
你说你是基督徒
，and to deny the miraculous,
你又否定神迹奇事
，and even deny a historical resurrection,
甚至否认历史上的复活的事实
，is absolutely ridiculous.
这是简直不可理喻嘛。
Now, if Christ has not been raised, then our faith is worthless.
如果基督没有复活的话，那我们的信仰是毫无价值的。
I mean, there's nothing good about it.
我的意思说，简直就是荒唐的信仰，一点价值都没有。
All of it ought to be thrown away.
这一切都一文不值，应该把它丢到垃圾桶里头。
Those of us who believe in Christ are still in our sins.
如果他没复活，我们这些信耶稣的人仍然在我们的罪中。
Those who have died believing in Christ have perished.
那些信耶稣有死掉的人灭亡了。
And those of us who preach the resurrection are false prophets.
我们这些传讲基督复活的人都是假师傅、假先知。
Also, if Christ has not been raised,
而且如果基督没复活的话，
our lives are a pathetic waste.
我们的生命都浪费掉了，可怜巴巴的耗费掉。
I mean, both of you are intelligent people.
你们两个人都是很聪明的。
Yet you've given your life to a false prophet.
你们一辈子跟随一个假师傅、假先知。
And not only are you not giving anything to society, you're hurting society.
你不但没有贡献于社会，而且你有损于社会。
That's exactly what your enemies say about you.
这就是你的仇敌所说的。
And they're right.
他们说的是对的，说你的话。
If Christ has not been raised,
若基督没有复活的话，
we suffer hardship for no reason,
我们受苦受难是白白受了。
We are hated for the sake of a false prophet,
我们因着跟随这个假先知，被仇恨。
A false prophet who has no power to save us,
一个假师傅根本救不了我们的假师傅。
Because he couldn't even save himself,
因为他自己都不能自救。
Anyone who denies the resurrection,
任何人否定基督复活的，
or even is not very convicted about it,
或者不太肯定复活的人，
who says it's not essential,
说复活没有必要啦，你信不信都可以啦，
they understand nothing about the Christian faith.
这样的人对基督教一无所知。
Look in 1 Corinthians,
我们看看哥林多前书
15,
十五章。
Verse 19.
十九节。
If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
And that's true.
的确如此啊。
Now, the Christian.Admits that the resurrection is everything to the Christian faith.
基督徒承认复活是我们信仰的关键和一切。
Now, because of this, we need to ask ourselves a very important question.
因此，我们需要问自己一个很重要的问题啊。
And it's not a, it's not just a question for, babes in Christ.
这个问题不是为那些信仰里的婴孩。基督里的婴孩。
It's a very serious question.
这是个很严肃的问题啊。
And especially if you want to share your faith with others.
特别你想要跟别人分享你的信仰的时候。
Here's the question.
好，问题是。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道
that Christ has been raised?
基督真的复活了。
I mean, how do you know?
你怎么肯定呢？
There is an important area of study.
有一个很重要的有关学习的方面啊。
It's called epistemology. It's the study of knowledge.
称之为知识的源头 ，the source of knowledge, right? 知识源头。
The study of it.
好，就是知识论。
It's not just silly philosophy.
这不是那些愚昧的哲学而已。
It is a very important question.
这是个很重要的问题，知识论。
How do we know what we know?
我们怎么知道我们所知道的是对的？
Is it trustworthy?
怎么知道它是可靠的？
And that's what we have to ask ourselves about the resurrection.
这就是我们要问有关复活的知识的源头，怎么知道是真的？
Now, in the hours to come,
好，下面几个钟头啊，
we're going to study two foundations for our knowledge.
我们要学习到两个知识的源头，知识的根基。
How do we know that Jesus has been raised?
我们怎么敢确定基督的确复活了？
Now they're both very important.
这两个源头都很重要，两个根基很重要。
But they're both very, very different.
两个非常不同。
First of all,
好，第一个
the knowledge of the resurrection.
知道基督复活的这个知识
，It is revealed to us，
是启示给我们的
，through the illuminating and regenerating work of the Holy Spirit，
借着圣灵的光照 我们才知道的。
That's the first thing you must understand.
这是第一件你必须了解的事。
The knowledge is imparted to us supernaturally.
这是神超自然的把这个知识启示给我们的。
Through the preaching of the gospel.
借着福音的传讲。
And the work of the Holy Spirit.
也借着圣灵的工作。
And this knowledge is confirmed.
然后这个复活的知识是肯定在我们里面。
By the historical and legal evidences that surround the event.
是借着历史 historical and
legal
和法律上的证据印证在我们心中的。
Real historical evidences.
真正的历史上的证据复活的证据。
Now, the first thing that we said,
我们说的第一件事啊,
that it is revealed through the Spirit of God,
是借着圣灵的光照,
is absolutely essential.
是绝对必须的。
It's the most important truth that you need to come away from this study with.
你如果离开这里, 你这是你要抓住的最重要的一点。
Now, why do I say that?
为什么那么说呢?
People are not going to be converted because you are able to give them all sorts of evidences.
不是因为你能够给他们很多的证据，他们就相信了，得救了，不是靠你的证据。
You were not even converted that way.
你也不是这样子得救的。
They are going to be converted through the preaching of the gospel.
他们是借着福音的传讲得救的。
But also having knowledge of the evidences.
但是有了对这些证据的认识
it is a strong confirmation
这是一个很强烈的印证
of our faith
印证了我们的信仰
and it also
同时
opens up dialogue with the unbelieving world
我们也可以借此跟这个不相信的世界有对话的机会
for example someone if I'm preaching
譬如啊如果我在讲道
And someone stands up and scoffs at me.
有人站起来然后笑话我。
Do you believe in the resurrection?
你相信复活。
That's ridiculous.
那是不可理喻的。
Well, now everybody's looking at that person.
好，所有的人都看着那个人。
He's attacked me.
他在攻击我。
Maybe they're all laughing at me.
也许他们都在笑话我。
But then I say,
然后我回答说,
Yes, I do believe in the resurrection.
是的，我的确相信基督的复活。
And I'm ready to tell you the reason.
我要告诉你为什么我相信这个理由那个理由。
But since obviously you are intellectually my superior.
但是很明显你比我更聪明你比我更有智慧。
Would you please give me 10 reasons?
你可不可以给我十个理由?
Why belief in the resurrection is ridiculous?
为什么我相信复活是不可理喻的呢是不合理的呢?
And of course he's not going to be able to do it.
当然他不能给你任何理由。
And then I ask him to sit down.
然后我叫他坐下来。
And I give him 10 reasons.
我就给他十个我信复活的理由了。
You see,
你看,
the world always attacks Christianity.
这个世界总是攻击基督教。
It calls us dumb.
他们说我们是愚昧无知。
Ignorant.
无知。
Ridiculous.
不可理喻。
And then it sits down.
然后坐下来。
It never explains why it calls us those things.
他们不能够解释为什么他们这样子
叫。So I always say to the world.
我总是告诉世界。
No, you can't sit down now.
不，你不能坐下来。
You just challenged me.
你刚刚向我挑战。
Stand back up.
站起来。
Now give the evidence as why I'm this way.
给我提供理由证据为什么我是愚昧的无知的。不合科学的。
And when they can't do it,
当他们不能回答的时候
See, it's powerful.
你看这就很有能力了。
But when I can,
当我能够回答他们的时候
then everyone listening thinks to themselves,
所有听的人都会思考了。
Well, this man in the audience, he pretended to be intelligent.
这个在听众当中这个人他假装他很有智慧很聪明。
And he attacked the preacher.
他攻击传道人。
But he could not give one reason for the things he said.
但是他不能够提供任何理由来支持他说的话。
And the preacher gave many.
但是传道人能够讲很多理由。
I don't walk around trying to convince people with the facts, the historical facts of the resurrection.
我不是到处把那些耶稣复活的历史证据来说服人，不。
But when the skeptic stands up,
但是当那些怀疑者站起来
and says my belief is ridiculous,
说我的信仰是不可理喻的时候
and that there is no historical evidence,
他们说我没有历史证据的时候
then I'm going to come against it.
那我就要站起来回击了。
I'm not going to let him deceive the people.
我不允许他来欺骗老百姓。
Now, first of all, we're going to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit.
好，首先我们要讲圣灵的工作。
Now, the evangelical church,
知道福音派的教会啊，
it often attempts to validate its belief in the resurrection.
他想尽办法要证明他对复活的信仰。
By pointing to the empty tomb, for example.
借着，比如说。指向那空坟墓来印证
or by pointing to the fact that the enemies of Christianity could not produce a body
或者是指向你看那些反对基督教的仇敌啊他们找不到耶稣的尸体了
and oftentimes evangelicals will point to the transformation of the disciples
或者这些福音派基督徒会指向门徒生命的翻天覆地的大改变啊你看也证明了
the evangelical church will point to many things like this
我们会指向很多这些所谓的证据
as a confirmation that Jesus has been raised
来印证基督复活了你看
now these things do demonstrate that the Christian faith is not illogical
当然这些证据的确证明了我们的信仰不是不合逻辑的不合理性的
And they prove that belief in the resurrection is not contradicted by history.
他们也证明了这些证据，这些我们信仰基督复活也不违背历史。
But these things are not necessarily the foundation or basis of the Christian faith.
但这些证明啊，不见得是我们信仰的根据根基。
So even though logical and historical arguments are good,
尽管合乎逻辑的跟历史性的证据是很好的，没有错。
They are not the basis of my faith.
但是这些不是我信仰的根基。
And they're not the basis of yours.
也不是你信仰的根基。
Now let's look at a few things.
好，我们看一些事实啊。
First of all, when the apostles preached,
当使徒们传道的时候
they did not use all these legal historical arguments.
他们没有用这些法律上的跟历史上的这些辩论的证据
That's very important.
这是很重要的
They are our example.
使徒是我们的榜样
We do not see them giving all kinds of historical arguments.
使徒们没有给我们一大堆历史上的证据等等
A good way to put it is this.
我们可以这么讲啊。
They did not strive to prove the resurrection.
他们没有试图要证明基督复活了，没有。
They simply proclaimed it.
他们就简简单单的宣告他复活了。
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的大能宣告他的复活。
Their confidence did not rest in their powerful arguments.
他们的信心不是建立在他们的口才、他们的辩论上。
Their confidence rested in the power of the gospel.
他们的信心是建立在福音的大能上。
Let's look in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们看看哥林多前书第二章。
Verses 1 through 5.
一到五节。
And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the resurrection of God, the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.So that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语。乃是用圣灵的大能的明证 叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Now, this is an exceptional statement that Paul is making.
这里保罗说的话不寻常啊。
But it's even more exceptional when you consider who Paul was.
但是当你认识到保罗是什么样的人，这个他说的话就更不一般了。
He was a brilliant scholar.
他是一个非常聪明的学者。
He was one of the smartest men among his Jewish contemporaries.
在他的犹太人的同辈人当中，他是一个非常最聪明的、最智慧的人。
If anyone could have depended upon his intellect, it would have been Paul.
如果任何人要依靠自己的学问的话，那就是保罗了，非他莫属了。
But he said he would not do it.
但说他说他不敢。
He did not want the faith of men to rest on his wisdom.
他不要人的信心建立在他自己的智慧上。
But upon the wisdom and power of God.
乃是建基在神的智慧和能力上。
Just look in China for a moment.
你看看中国啊。
Men and women that really have been mightily used of God.
许多被神重用的人啊。
Many of them were very poor.
他们很多都是很穷的。
They were not well educated.
没有什么学问的。
But God used them to win many people to Christ.
但神使用他们赢得了许多人带到基督面前。
Remember, men are spiritually dead.
记得人是灵里头是死的。
Let's say I have a dead man laying here.
譬如这里有个死人尸体啊在那儿。
And I give him10 logical reasons of why he should live.
我给他十个理由为什么你要活过来。
That's not going to help him.
这帮不了他，他起不来。
Something supernatural has to happen.
必须有超自然的大能使他复活。
He has to be given life.
必须有生命先赐给他。
And remember Ezekiel?
记得以西结吗？
He's in a valley of dry bones.
他在那枯骨中。
And God said, "Can these bones live?"
神说这些骨头能够再活过来吗
？And Ezekiel said, "Well, let me get all my logical reasons together."
先知以西结说，让我把这些辩论的理由都提出来吧。
And I will try to convince them to become alive.
我要说服他们要活过来。
That's not what he did.
这不是他所做的。
He said, "You know, Lord."
他说主啊，你知道。
If you want them to come alive.
如果你要他们活过来，他们可以。
And then God said, "Prophesy to the wind."
神说。向风说预言
And it was the Spirit of God who came.
然后神的灵就来了
And raised them from the dead.
使他们从死里复活
That's very comforting to me.
这对我来说叫我很得安慰啊
It's that, you know, I'm not the most brilliant person in the world.
我不是世上最聪明的 better than me.
I want to study and know God's word.
当然我愿意研读神的话明白神的道啊没错。
But I realize if I simply preach the gospel.
但我知道我只要简简单单传讲这福音。
God is going to save men.
神就会拯救人。
As a matter of fact, if I try to complicate things, there'll be less power.
如果我把事情搞复杂了，我的能力就少了，其实就是。
Now,
好。
So the first thing we need to recognize is this.
第一件事情我们要认识的就是。
The apostles didn't use all these legal evidences to convince men.
好，这些使徒没有用这些法律历史的证据来说服人。
Now there's a second reason.
还有第二个理由。
The overwhelming majority of those people who've been converted to Christianity,
大多数那些相信耶稣基督的人呐、啊、
throughout the history of the church,
从古至今在教会历史上，凡是这些人信主的
even its greatest intellectuals,
甚至其中的最聪明、最有学问的人
they were not brought to faith by studying the historical and legal evidence.
他们不是因着学习有关基督复活的法律跟历史的证据而悔改相信的。
But they came to faith by listening to the proclamation of the gospel.
他们乃是因着听福音的传讲才悔改信主的。
Now please realize,
请注意到啊。
I'm not against these evidences.
我不是反对这些证据啊。
I think they're very important.
我相信这些证据很重要。
But I want to give the gospel its priority.
但是我要把福音放在首位。
I don't want you to leave here trying to be philosophers who try to use all kinds of reason to bring people to Christ.
我不愿意离开这儿，成了一个哲学家，成天用这个理由、那个证据来把人带到神面前啊，不是这个方法。
I want you to be preachers, simple preachers of the gospel.
我盼望你成为一个福音的单纯的传讲者。
Now, a third reason.
好，第三个理由。
If our faith in the resurrection is founded upon the historical and legal evidences,
如果我们相信复活是建立在法律和历史的证明的基础上的话，
how can we explain
我们怎么能够解释
the faith of countless believers,
成千上万的信徒啊，
who lived and died for their faith,
他们为他们的信仰而活而死。
Without any knowledge of these evidences,
却一点都不知道这些证历史法律的证据，但是却为信仰而死，而活而死。
I know of tribal peoples in the jungles of Peru.
我知道在秘鲁的一些少数民族，一些印第安人。
Many of them cannot even read.
他们很多都读都不能读，是文盲。
They can't give you one historical argument for the resurrection.
他们提不出一个历史耶稣复活的历史证明。
But they have suffered persecution.
但是他们为主受苦。
Even martyrdom.
受逼迫，甚至死掉。
Rather than deny the faith, they can't logically explain.
他们也不愿意否定他们不能够用逻辑来解释的信仰。他们宁死也不。妥协，不放弃信仰。
You know the same thing in China.
你知道中国也是如此。
Many people died and suffered imprisonment.
很多人我在监狱里头，甚至为信仰殉道。
Little old ladies.
那些老太太。
Who would stand against armies?
她可以抵挡一大堆军队。
They would not deny their faith.
但是他们不会否定信仰。
They couldn't have given you one reason.
但是他们提不出一个证据，一个科学证据理由。
Except they heard the preaching of the gospel.
除了他们听了福音的传讲。
And they knew Jesus was alive.
他们知道耶稣复活了。
And he was with them.
神与他同在。
This is a wonderful truth to me.
这对我来说，这是一个真是美好的事实啊。
And it demonstrates the power of the gospel.
这个显明了福音的大能。
Another thing it shows us is this.
另外一件事情是。
The more we depend on the arm of the flesh,
我们越依靠属肉体的膀臂
the less we are going to see the power of God.
我们就越少看到神的大能
The more we do things in the church like entertainment,
我们在教会里越做一些什么娱乐啊
and events to draw in carnal men,
然后这些节目啊来吸引人啊
The less we are going to see the power of God.
我们就越看不到神的大能。
Now,
好。
What then is the foundation of the believer's faith in the resurrection?
那么我们基督徒相信他复活的根基是什么呢？
How do we know that Christ has been raised?
我们怎么知道基督从死里复活了呢？
The scriptures give us a clear answer.
圣经给我们了一个很清楚的答案。
Our knowledge and unwavering faith in the resurrection.
我们知道基督复活，跟我们这不摇动的对基督复活的坚信
is because of the regenerating and illuminating work of the Holy Spirit.
是因着圣灵的光照和重生的大能。
We believe that Jesus was raised from the dead.
我们相信基督从死里复活。
Because the Holy Spirit has supernaturally imparted this knowledge to us.
因为圣灵超自然地把这知识、把这认识给了我们。
The Holy Spirit illumines our minds.
圣灵光照了我们的心。
To the truth of the Scriptures.
好叫我们明白圣经的话语、真理。
As the Scriptures bear witness to Christ.
当圣灵向基督做见证，为基督做见证。
We also believe,
我们也相信，
because the Spirit regenerates our hearts,
因为圣灵重生了我们的心，
and He imparts faith to us,
他赐我们信心。
Now, there's a beautiful text in 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书有一段很美好的经文。
And I want us to look at that.
我们看一看。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
This is such a magnificent passage.
这段经文真是太美好了。
For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Now here we see that salvation is like creation itself.
你知道这里我们看到救恩就像创造一样。
In fact, it is the new creation.
其实这个救恩是新的创造。
God said, let there be light.
神说有光。
And there was light.
就有光了。
We learn that in the book of Revelation.
是Genesis.、
Mm-hmm. Our book of Genesis.
这是创世纪说的。
But the same thing occurred to you one day.
但是有一天在你生命中同样发生了。
You were lost.
你从前是失落的。
You were in darkness.
你从前在黑暗中。
Someone preached the gospel.
有人传福音给你。
Maybe you had already heard the gospel many times.
也许你从前听了福音不知道听了多少次。
But on that day,
但是那一天
God said,
神说
let there be light.
有光。
And there was light.
就有光了。
That's amazing.
叫人惊讶。
You know,
你知道吗？
Genesis begins with, in the beginning.
创世纪一开始说，起初。
Do you know that the Gospel of John does too?
你知道约翰福音一开始怎么说的？也是如此。
I think there's a reason.
我相信有道理的。
Genesis talks about the creation.
创世纪讲的是创造。
That fell.
又堕落了。
John begins to talk about the new creation in Christ.
约翰讲的是在基督里的新创造。
That's you.
太初有道，那就是你。
Now you say, man, it took a lot of power to create the universe.
你说哇，创造天地需要神的大能啊。
It took just as much power to recreate you, little girl.
那是神再造你这个小女孩新生命的时候，需要同样的能力。
That's amazing.
这是叫人惊讶的。
All that work in you.
在你里面所成就的大功。
There, I like to put it this way.
我那么讲啊。
There is a universe of God's work in every Christian heart.
在每个基督徒的心里头都有一个创造天地宇宙的大能来造你那个新造的心。
All right.
好。
Now here's something that's important and you will realize it's true.
这里有一些很重要的事情你也会知道是真理啊。
Those who have been born again,
那些重生得救的人
can no more deny the resurrection of Jesus Christ than they can deny their own existence.
他们重生的人不能够否认复活的事实。如果要否认复活的事实，也要否认自己的存在。
By God's sovereign decree,
借着神的主权的预定。预知
by the witness of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的印证在他们心里
the resurrection becomes the greatest of realities to us.
对我们来说，复活是最大的事实和真理。
And no one can turn a child of God away from this belief.
没有一个人能够使神的儿女否定这个信仰。
The Russian soldiers used to have a saying about Christians.
苏联的士兵啊，对基督徒从前有那么一个说法。
They would torture them, but the Christians would not deny their faith.
我们可以逼迫他们，但基督徒永远不会放弃信仰。
The soldiers would say this.
苏联士兵会说
，Those people who have been infected with the religion of Jesus，
这些传染了基督教病的这些人呐、啊。
For them, there is no cure.
他们是无可救药的。
And that's true.
真的，真是如此。
But that's good, isn't it?
这是件好事嘛，对不对？
It's amazing. You see 10 soldiers.
真是很奇妙，你看到十个士兵。
Strong and powerful.
强壮的士兵啊。
Violent like animals.
像动物一样的残酷。
And they all come against a little girl sitting in a chair.
他们都来对付这个坐在椅子上的一个小女孩。
They scream at her.
他们向她吼叫。
They beat her.
他们打她。
They lock her away in prison.
把她关起来。
They bring her back out again.
把她再带出来。
They beat her some more.
再打。
They starve her to death.
把她饿死。
They cannot make her deny Christ.
无论他们怎么做，都不能够使她否定她的信仰。
That's the power of God.
这就是神的大能。
It's the power of God.
神的大能。
Now, our faith, the intellect is important.
当然，这个理性很重要啊。
But our faith is not based upon our ability to present intellectual arguments.
但是我们的信仰不是建基在我们的理性能够给多少的证明、多少的证据。
I have heard Christians get in debates.
我看到基督徒啊辩论的时候。
And the skeptic will say to them.
那些怀疑者会说。
If I can give you arguments that beat your arguments.
如果我可以给你证据，能够否定你的理由。
Will you deny your faith?
你愿不愿意否定你的信仰？
And the Christian will say.
基督徒会回答。
If you can give me greater arguments than I can give you, yes.
当然，你能够给我更多的证据，能够否定我呢？是我愿意。
But that's a wrong answer.
这是错误的答案。
I would say even if you can present greater intellectual arguments than me.
我会说，尽管你可以给我更多的理性的证明。
I will not deny Jesus.
我也不会否定耶稣。
I will not deny Jesus because you're smarter than I am.
就因为你比我更聪明，我就否定耶稣啊？不，我绝不。
I can't deny someone I really do know.
我不能够否定我真正认识的这一位啊。
You see?
你看到吗？
Sometimes you can defeat the arguments of men by the most simple answers.
有时候你可以用最简单的答案把别人的辩论证给否掉。
If someone asks me, how do you know the Bible is the word of God?
如果有人问我，你怎么知道圣经是神的话？
Do you know what I say?
你知道我怎么回答吗？
I say, because I've read it.
我说因为我读过它。
And they go, what do you mean?
那是什么意思啊？
I go, I've read a lot of books.
我说我读了很多的书啊。
There's no book like this one.
没有一本书能跟它相提并论。
This book could not have been written by man.
这不可能是人自己凭自己的智慧写出来的。
Well, how do you know Jesus rose from the dead?
你怎么知道耶稣从死里复活？
Because I know him.
因为我认识他。
And he changed my life.
他改变我的生命啊。
Now, I have a lot of arguments.
我有很多的证据，没错啊。
But the power is not in those arguments.
但是那个能力不是在我的理性的辩论理由当中。
One professor said one time.
有一个大学教授啊，这么说，有一次。
I can argue with an argument.
我可以跟辩论论证来辩论。
But I cannot argue with a changed life.
但是我不能够和一个改变的生命来辩论。
Okay, well, let's keep going.
好，我们继续。
Now, the truths that we have just learned.
我们刚刚学到的真理。
They warn us.
就警告我们。
And they also direct us.
不仅警告，而且也引导我们。
Now, you know what? Have you ever heard the word apologetics?
你有没有听过这个词叫做护教学？
They are, intellectual or logical arguments to defend the faith of Christianity.
就是理性的辩证来维护基督教信仰，叫护教学。
Now, apologetics has its place.
护教学啊，也有它的道理啊。
And I know many apologists who are very, very beneficial in the kingdom.
我知道很多的护教家在神的国度里头，给我们带来很大的益处。
But the kingdom of heaven advances through the proclamation of the gospel.
但是天国是借着传讲福音而向前进的。
Men come to faith in Jesus.
人信靠基督。
not through our eloquence and not through our logical arguments.
不是借着我们的口才，也不是借着我们的辩论，逻辑辩论推理。
But through our faithful preaching of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
乃是借着我们忠心的传讲基督的死、埋葬、复活。
Now, in English, we use a phrase.
啊，英文有一个俗语啊。
This man is on a fool's errand.
这个人呢，在做一件傻瓜要做，就是不可能做，是 impossible thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
就是不可能办到的事情。
It's impossible.
就是办不到一个傻瓜干的事儿。
It's foolish.
这是愚昧的。
It's never going to work.
就不可能实现的。
I want you to know something.
我要你知道。
Jesus has sent us on a fool's errand.
耶稣差派我们去做这一件不可能做的傻瓜要做的事。
All our labor will be a waste of time.
我们所做的一切都会荒废浪费。
Unless the Spirit of God is working.
神的灵动工。
To illumine the minds and regenerate the hearts of our hearers.
来光照人的心，而且使他们重生得救，要不然他们不可能得救。
We have no hope.
我们除此以外没有别的盼望。
That anyone's ever going to be converted.
没有人，不借这个人不可能得救。
Apart from the work of the Holy Spirit.
除了圣灵的动工。
You know Charles Spurgeon.
你知道斯布珍啊。
When he would walk up to the pulpit.
当他上讲台讲道走上去的时候。
Do you know what he would repeat?
你知道他会不断重复什么吗?
Over and over in his mind.
不断地重在心里头重复什么祷告吗?
He would say this.
他会说,
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
我相信圣灵。
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
我相信圣灵。
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
我相信圣灵。Amen.
Because he knew apart from the Holy Spirit, his preaching would be useless.
因为他知道没有圣灵的帮助,他的传讲是毫无功效。
Now, if Spurgeon's preaching was useless,
如果斯布真的讲道都没用
how much more useless is mine?
那我的讲道呢？没有圣灵更是无用。
Apart from the Holy Spirit,
没有圣灵的帮助，我们
okay
一无所能。
For this reason,
好，因此
we must refuse to lean.
我们必须拒绝依靠
on the broken staff of human reason.
依靠那破掉的拐杖，人的理性的这个破拐杖。
And we must cling to one truth.
我们必须依靠一个真理，完全依靠。
That the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of salvation.
耶稣基督的福音是救人的大能，拯救人的大能。
Now hold on to that truth.
抓住这个真理。
Because now we're going to talk about the benefits.And the help of historical evidences.
好，现在我们会讲啊，讲到历史证据的对我们的帮助。
But these things are never priorities.
但是，这些不是最主要的。
Okay, now.
好。
An individual's faith in Christ.
一个人的对基督的信仰。
Is not dependent.On his or her ability to recite the legal evidences of Christ's resurrection.
信仰不是建基于他有没有能力把这些法律跟历史的证据给讲明白、讲清楚啊，或者说明白。
Also, our faith does not stand or fall.
而且我们的信仰也不因此而建立或者垮掉、崩溃。
According to our ability to argue or debate,
靠我们的能够辩论的能力，或者去讲明白，我们的信仰不因此就建立或者崩溃。
Our faith is based upon the supernatural work of God in our hearts.
我们的信仰是根据神在我们心中超自然的圣灵的动工。
Nevertheless,
然而。
It is important to recognize.
我们很重要啊，要认识到。
And also to proclaim to people.
而且要传讲给别人啊。
That the Christian faith is not contrary to history.
基督教的信仰并不违背历史。
And it is not contradicted by reason.
也不违背逻辑、理性、科学。
This is very important.
这是很重要啊。
There are many religions.
世上很多宗教
that contradict the historical evidences.
他们违背历史上的证据。
Mormonism.
譬如说摩门教。
Talks about things that civilizations that supposedly existed in the United States.
他们讲美国啊，从前有文明社会啊，这根本不存在。
That never existed.
从来不存在的，历史上没有。
It's their faith is against the historical evidence.
他们的信仰是违背历史上的证明。
But constantly, history is proving the Bible to be true.
反之，历史不断的证明圣经是事实。
Archaeology proves it to be true.
地质学也考古学也证明了圣经是真的。
There are also religions that contradict logic.
还有一些宗教是违反逻辑、违反常识的。
I was in India last year.
我去年在印度。
And I went to visit the place where they burn all the bodies.
我到一个他们烧尸体的一个火葬场。
To set them free so that they go to heaven or whatever.
他们把它烧掉，好叫他们的灵魂可以上天堂啊。
And the man who was there,
那个人在那个负责人啊
teaching the people about Hinduism,
他在教导人印度教啊。
He said, "We light these fires."
他说
"from the eternal fire."
他说我们呢是借着这个永恒的火。把这个火给点燃，把他们尸体烧掉。
And there was a place over there that had this flame burning that they called the eternal fire.
有个地方啊，这有一堆火，他们说这是永恒的火。
And so I asked him, I said, that's the eternal fire?
我就问他，这那是永恒的火焰吗？
He said, yes, it is.
是的，永恒的火。
It's 3,000 years old.
已经有三千年了，在烧。
And I said, hold it, I have a question.
等会儿，我有个问题。
If it's 3,000 years old,
如果是三千年
how can it be eternal?
那怎么会永恒呢？
If it has a beginning,
如果它有始
it's not eternal.
那就不是永恒。
And he got very mad at
他就很生气了。
And so did everyone else.
其他人也生他气。
But you see, that's a contradiction.
你看这是自相矛盾嘛。
And we need to demonstrate,
我们需要显明证明
That true Christianity does not contradict history or logic.
真正的基督教并不违反科学，违反常识，也不违反历史，也不违反逻辑。
In Christianity,
在基督教里面
，we are not trying to take a myth.
我们不是拿一个神话。
And use it to promote some moral good in the world.
然后利用这个神话把它的寓意讲出来，然后告诉人家它的道德教训是什么。
If our religion is a myth,
如果我们的宗教是一个神话而已
，it is not good.
那就不好了，没什么益处。
And it should be destroyed.
这应该毁掉它。
The Christian faith and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
基督教的信仰跟基督的复活。
Are grounded in actual events of history.
是根据历史上真正发生的事实
That can be proven through all kinds of evidences.
这可以借着各种各样的证据来证明它的
The same evidences that are used by the secular historian.
正如世界历史学家所用的证据证明一样，也可以证明的。基督教历史是可以证明的。
Someone asked me one time.
有一次有人问我
well, "What's the difference between Christianity,
基督教跟
and Greek mythology,
跟希腊的神话有什么不同
?The answer is history.
答案是历史性。
All the stories of Greek mythology,
希腊的神话故事这些故事啊。
They are illogical.
他们是不合逻辑的。
They are immoral.
甚至不道德的。
The gods are terrible.
他们希腊的神啊是很可怕的，很不道德的。
And there's no point in human history in which these things supposedly occurred.
在人类历史上，这些事情都没有任何发生的任何的一点发生，实在发生的。
But we know there was a man by the name of Abraham.
但我们知道，的确有一个叫做亚伯拉罕这个历史人物。
And we know there are nations that have come forth from him.
我们也知道，从亚伯拉罕也有一些国家从他而出。
There was an Egypt with a pharaoh.
有埃及也有法老王是历史人物。
There was a nation of Israel.
也有以色列这个国家是历史事实。
That was brought out of Egypt.
是从 以埃及带领出来的。
They were taken to a certain land.
他们带到一块地方，没有错。
Archaeologists can dig around the country of Israel and find all sorts of evidence.
考古学家可以在以色列这块地方，然后挖出很多的考古的证据，证明了。
We know there was a Babylonian captivity.
我们知道的确有一个巴比伦的俘虏的过程。
King Nebuchadnezzar really existed.
尼布甲尼撒王的确有这个王，巴比伦王。
We know there was a temple in the time of Jesus' birth.
我们知道在耶稣出生的时候的确有一个圣殿。
The wall is still standing over in Jerusalem.
那个墙现在还在耶路撒冷站立着。
We know there was a man, Jesus of Nazareth.
我们知道有个历史人物，拿撒勒人耶稣。
We know that he was crucified during the reign, the Roman reign of Pontius Pilate.
我们知道在本丢比拉多的手下他被钉死了，这是历史事实。
We know there really were apostles.
我们也知道也的确有这些使徒们。
And the church is still existing today.
他们所建立的教会到如今还存在。
History.
这是历史事实。
Actual events.
实实在在不可否认的历史。
Now, those who reject Christianity.
那些拒绝基督教的人。
And say it is unhistorical,
说这是啊不合乎历史的啊
or mythological,
是神话故事啊
They do so because of their biased presuppositions.
因着他们自己的偏见，先入为主的偏见，所以他们才会否定基督教的历史性。
And they will not allow the evidence to speak for itself.
他们不允许这些历史证据为自己做证明。
They do exactly what Romans 1:18 says.
他们所说的就是罗马书第一章十八节所说的嘛。
They suppress the truth.
他们阻挡真理。
And their logic is very dangerous.
他们的逻辑是非常危险的，不合逻辑的。
This is what they do.
这是他们所做的。
They have decided beforehand that the resurrection is impossible.
他们事先先入为主啊，他们决定复活不可能。
For this reason, they conclude 因
此他们做结论了
that every evidence in favor of the resurrection must be false.
所有证明耶稣复活的证据都是假的。
And they claim that every statement made about the resurrection
他们说所有要宣称耶稣复活的这些话
must be made by either a fool
要不就是傻瓜在说这些话。
Or a charlatan.
要不就是个大骗子在说些话。
Now,
好。
The adversity of sinful men toward the gospel.
人，这些罪人对福音的反对。
Is one more reason for us to say this.
给我们另外一个理由说。
That apart from the grace of God,
若非神的恩典
and the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit,
和圣灵重生的大能
no man will ever accept the claims of Christ.
没有人可能会相信耶稣基督的宣称。
Fallen man will ignore the claims that he can.
堕落人会否认。Ignore the claim that he can.
He will ignore the claims that he can ignore.
Okay, 他会忽略他能够否认的这些话，宣称。
And he will distort the claims that he cannot ignore.
他也会扭曲他不能够否认的事实。
And he will resist the claims he cannot distort.
他也会抵挡他不能够否认的事实。
Let me put it this way.
我这么说好了。
Men will expend more energy denying the truth.
人会花很大的功夫来否定事实。
Than they would have to expend just by submitting to the truth.
他们也不愿意顺服这是真理。
In the end, let me say it this way.
最终我那么说吧。
It takes more faith to deny the resurrection than it does to accept it.
要否定复活所需要的信心，超过简简单单的接受复活。 的信心。
Now we're going to take a break here.
好，我们要休息一会儿啊。
And then we're going to talk about the historical. I'm going to give you a list of historical or logical reasons for believing in the resurrection.
我会给你一些证据，历史上的证据，为什么我们相信基督复活了，还有法律上的证据。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this day.
父，我们为着今天感谢你。
Thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
感谢你的圣灵在我们心中动工。
And I pray, Father, that you will continue to teach us.
父，我们求你继续的帮助教导我们。
These great truths of the resurrection.
让我们明白你复活的这些真理。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.